W-L-L.
Well, you probably think the latest album by Frida, Something's Going On, is her first solo album, but it's not. 7 years ago, Frida recorded a debut solo album in Swedish. It wasn't released here in the United States. But this one, Something's Going On album, is doing quite well, including the song I Know There's Something Going On, this week at number 19. Nine and a half FM WLOL at 8:44. The group After the Fire has the number 18 song in the Twin Cities. It's called Der Kommissar. However, tonight, instead of playing the entire version by After the Fire, I want you to check out our WLOL exclusive mix of Der Kommissar, as done by the three artists who currently have chart positions of the song. In order of appearance, you'll hear After the Fire, Susie Andrews, and Falco. Enjoy. Nine and a half FM WLOL dragged out the razor blade to put that together for you. That's the Der Kommissar medley from the group's After the Fire, Susie Andrews, and the German version featuring Falco. At 8:48, by the way, that was the number 18 song in the Twin Cities this week. The group OXO was formed in October of 1981, and group leader Ish Angel fronted the group Foxy in the late 1970s. If you remember them, they scored on the pop, disco, and the rhythm and blues charts with songs called Get Off and Hot Number. And this week, OXO, from their debut album, has Whirly Girl on the Hot Hits Countdown chart at number 17. Nine and a half FM WLOL Music Radio with Christopher Cross and All Right at number 16. 99.5 FM, WLOL. The Twin Cities are just swelling with pride. We've got so much fine music coming out of this metropolitan area. You'll hear from them, too, coming up on the countdown. Like Prince is coming up still. Andre Simone and Kelly's Eyes, though, is at number 15 this week. WLOL with the number 15 song in the Twin Cities this week from Andre Simone. That's Kelly's Eyes at 8:57. WLOL. Yes, this indeed is Mr. Royal Badness himself. Prince from 1999, Little Red Corvette on the countdown. This is number 14 on Music Radio WLOL. Music Radio WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul on the Hot Hits Countdown at 9:02 with Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf this week at number 13. FM WLOL with Styx and Mr. Roboto this week at number 12. Kilroy! Kilroy! 99.5 FM WLOL from the album Kilroy Was Here. Styx and Mr. Roboto on the Hot Hits Countdown at number 12. It's 9:11 with Melissa Manchester and Nice Girls at number 11. WLOL at 9:15 with a tune from the number 2 album in the Twin Cities this week. It's Frontiers from Journey, and the track you're hearing now is called Faithfully on Music Radio WLOL. WLOL and a track from the Journey album, which is Frontiers. That's Faithfully, the Journey album Frontiers, number 2 in the Twin Cities this week. And just before the number 1 song of the week, which you'll hear right around 10 o'clock tonight, we'll give you a track from the number 1 album in Minneapolis, St. Paul. But it's going to be a surprise, so I can't tell you now.
Music Radio WLOL.
From the Business as Usual album, the Men at Work group, Be Good Johnny, song number 10, Music Radio WLOL. WLOL with Journey from the Frontiers album. Song number 9 this week is Separate Ways. 99.5 FM WLOL Music Radio with Eric Clapton's I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart. Moving up on the Hot Hits Countdown 5 notches. This week it holds the number 8 position.
I've got a feeling.
FM WLOL at 9:31. This hour's edition of Music Notes includes information about the new Loverboy album, what Men at Work has in store for 1983, and something about Eric Clapton. A lawsuit has been thrown up against Old Slow Hand. 9:32 with Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen, the number 7 song in Minneapolis, St. Paul. 99.5 FM WLOL and the John Hall Band at number 6, Love Me Again. FM WLOL. It's the John Hall Band from the album Search Party, Love Me Again on the Hot Hits Countdown. It's number 6 in the Twin Cities this week. 9:38, I'm Jay Philpott. This hour's music notes include information about Loverboy. Their sessions for their new album are ahead of schedule in Vancouver. They're just about to start doing the vocal tracks now, and the album is scheduled for a May or June release. Now, because they're ahead of schedule, looks like the band is going to take some time off and have a vacation before going on the road once again later this summer to support the new album, which as of yet has no new title. By the way, Loverboy is also up for 4 awards at this year's Junos, the Canadian equivalent of the Grammys here in the United States. They're up for the awards of Best Album, Best Single, and Composer for Working for the Weekend, and for Group of the Year. Men at Work in 1983 will be among the acts announced when the lineup for this year's U.S. Festival is revealed at a press conference later on this month. That's all the information we have about that. Physical winning Olivia Newton-John won a Grammy for Best Video of the Year for that video, and that has prompted MCA, her record company, to release the singer's Home Box Office Special as her third release for the home video market. If you have HBO at home and were able to catch that Olivia Newton-John performance, you can now buy it fairly soon. MCA says you can expect the video on the market in April or May. And Eric Clapton and his manager Robert Stigwood have been named in a lawsuit filed by former Derek and the Dominoes member Bobby Whitlock. Whitlock's suit charges that he has not received everything he is owed on the albums Layla, Derek and the Dominoes in Concert, Eric Clapton Rainbow Concert, and History of Eric Clapton, plus the singles Layla and Bell Bottom Blues. The suit is asking for his share of the group's income and an additional $5 million. Music Radio. Daryl Hall and John Oates are hot from the album H2O. Here's One on One at number 5. Ooh, 99.5 FM, WLOL at 944. Michael Jackson from the Thriller album has a lot of music on our chart this week. At number 4, moving up 3, here's Billie Jean. Yeah. 99.5 FM, WLOL at 949. Last week's number 1 song drops a couple notches to number 3 this week. From the Thriller album, here's Michael Jackson again with Beat It. Ninety-9.5 FM, WLOL. It's 9:53 on the Hot Hits Countdown. Yaz and Only You move up one notch. This week's position is number 2.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love.
99.5 FM, WLOL. That's Yaz and Only You at number 2. 9:56 in the Twin Cities now. We've been counting down not only the best music in the Twin Cities from number 40 all the way to our new number 1 song, which will be coming up shortly, but also our newest feature, the top 5 albums in the Twin Cities, featuring cuts from those albums you may not have heard before. The number 1 album in Minneapolis-St. Paul for this week is one that's just breaking all kinds of records. I think it stands a very good chance of being the best-selling album of 1983 if we don't get any surprises between now and the end of the year. Thriller from Michael Jackson is the number 1 album in the Twin Cities by far and away. And the cut we've selected for you to hear tonight is one called PYT, Pretty Young Thing. Michael Jackson at Music Radio WLOL.
You know, you make me feel so good inside.
Music Radio WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. A track from the number 1 album in the Twin Cities this week is PYT, Pretty Young Thing, from the Thriller album, Michael Jackson. It's 10 o'clock now. Jay Philpott here. We're just running a little bit late on the countdown. Sharon Tollefson will be here in just moments with 10 records in a row every hour, but we can't escape here without playing for you your brand new number 1 song for the Twin Cities this week. It comes to us from the latest solo release from a guy who used to be with the Commodores. Here's Lionel Richie. The number 1 song this week in the cities is You Are.
WLOL.